Well, I want to share with you this morning, and I hope by the grace of God that it'll be an encouragement to you, to give you hope, to give you what, as we go into the new year, and we can look back at 2017 and we can say, what a great year, and some say, what an awful year. Some will say, boy, I'm sure glad that's over. There's a game that people play, and it's called chess. There's strategy. It's different from checkers. Checkers is fast moving, and you can start out with checkers, and in just a few moments, the game is over with. But chess requires a lot of thought, a lot of thinking, and then you move, and then someone else thinks for a while, and then they move, and so forth. And there's pawns, and there's knights, and there's rooks, bishops, the king, and the queen. And if you've ever never played chess, I encourage you to do that sometime. But the bottom line is to, in playing chess, is one objective, and that's towards the end, and that is to make sure the king is protected. If you can get rid of the king, you win. So when the king is completely surrounded, the king can't go to the left and can't go to the right, can't go forward or backwards. The king then, we say, is unprotected. The king is hemmed in. And the opponent will say these famous words, checkmate. When he says checkmate, he means you're trapped. You're stopped. You're defeated. You're arrested. There's no chance. You're surrounded by the enemy. You and I have an adversary that wants to scream out into our lives and say, you're trapped. You're stuck. There's no way out. They want to say, checkmate. You can't move this way and you can't move that way. And sometimes you feel that way, don't you? I have news for you. When the enemy says checkmate, you have no place to go. You have no answer. Heaven screams back and says, I don't think so. Hallelujah. See, heaven is fighting for us today. In life, Satan wants to checkmate our lives. He wants to render us hopeless. He wants to put us in a position where he whispers, where Satan whispers, there's no way out. What's the use? Nothing is left. John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God says, I have come that you might have life and you might have it to the fullness. Amen? The order is important. Satan wants to steal your faith. He wants to steal your hope. He wants to steal your dreams. He wants to steal your promises. He wants to steal all those promises that you have in your heart that you know are from God, but he's trying to take them. If God is for us, who can be against us? There's no counsel, there's no wisdom that can stand against the Lord. He's there to move forward with us. If we can get this revelation, when hell whispers checkmate, we need to have a response in our spirit that says, I don't think so. Amen? So when I say checkmate, you're going to say, I don't think so. Amen. Ah, yeah. See, I preach better when you respond, you know. When Satan whispers, I got you. There's no way out. There's no wisdom. There's no power that can stand against the Lord. When we think of Pharaoh and his army chasing after Moses as they approach the Red Sea, mountains on the right side, mountains on the left side. The army is closing in, the Red Sea in front of them. Pharaoh's army was there and certainly would destroy Moses and the Israelites. They'd wipe out their families. They would wipe out their children. Their children are going to die. There is no hope. There is no turning around. There is no, they were surrounded. No more moves left or to the right or forward or backward. And the enemy is whispering to Moses and saying, checkmate. And he is saying, I don't think so. Amen? If you're taking notes, here's a statement you can write down. We need to understand that God is never out of moves. there are things that we can do, and there's things that God can do. God will let us do all that we can do, but then he steps in those situations. God has never done all that he can do. Sometimes the doctor says, there is no hope. Sometimes the banker says, I'm sorry, we can't give you any more money. The counselor says, this is your life, lot in life. You're going to have to live with this. But see, we serve a God who says, I can do more than what anybody else can do. I can turn situations around. I can move in ways that no one else can move. God has never done all that he can do. In Habakkuk 3, it says God came to Teman and that his display and displayed his glory. The Bible says that the wind began to blow. Mountains turned upside down. Bolts of lightning began to hit. Thunder began to roll. And then in verse 4, it says, there was the hiding of his power. God's power is there for us. Just when you think God has revealed all that he has for you, just when you think that God can't do any more and you're in a situation, let me tell you, he has hidden power that has yet to be revealed for your life. He's an awesome God. See, God loves you and God cares for you. God is on your side. Here Moses is, no place to go. The enemy whispers, checkmate, and he's saying, I don't think so. See, God found Moses in the desert. God found Jeremiah in the pit. God found Joseph in prison. He found Job in a dilemma. But God can drop a ladder into your pit, amen? God will never give up on you, no matter where you're at or where you're going through. Even when you've given up on yourself, a statement you can write down is that God will never give up on you. Get that in your spirit. You are to stay in the love of God. Keep that good attitude. Keep your spirit lifted up, holding up the promises of God. And when the enemy whispers checkmate, our job is to say, I don't think so. When a young girl gets pregnant out of wedlock, the enemy whispers into her life and says, checkmate, your life is over. And the church is saying, I don't think so. When the person who's had an abortion, the world says, you're a failure. You now have to give up. God doesn't love you anymore. You don't care. And the enemy is saying, checkmate. But the church is saying, I don't think so. To the alcoholic, to the drug addicted person that can't get free, the enemy says you'll never be free. The enemy says it's your lot in life. The enemy says checkmate, but the church is saying I don't think so. See, God has a way of escape. Hell can't have us. God has the power to deliver us. Maybe you'll say, my home's on the rocks. I'm going through relationships that are not healthy. And the devil says, walk away. There is no hope. But heaven is screaming, I don't think so. My grace is enough. My love is enough. My anointing is enough. You can start over. See, your destiny is greater than your difficulty. Your destiny is greater than your disaster. Your destiny is greater than that dilemma, that catastrophe that you're thinking about. God has his hand on your life. Your destiny depends on who you agree with. That's why as people lined up with prayer today and about sickness and disease and things that are coming on, and what the power was not only you stepping out in faith and believing God, but there was a strong anointing here. But also there was a number of people that were not standing up here being in agreement with you. And when you're in agreement with something, God moves. Your destiny depends on who you agree with. You can agree with the enemy or you can agree with God. Who do you want to agree with? Every year in Europe, they have a contest of who is the greatest chess player for that year. When they have this contest, there's a huge mural, and you can Google it and see that huge mural that sets in this hall. And it shows a person playing chess, and there's the person dressed kind of like the devil, like, I got you. And underneath that mural, and that painting has been there for centuries. But this picture, the king is completely surrounded. And on the bottom of the picture, or the painting, I think when I say picture, it takes away from really what it is, but it's a magnificent painting, the word checkmate. And so as the contest is going on year after year, This one person, chess player, was taking a break. And as he was taking a break, he was studying this painting and seeing the chessboard and where every chess player was and so forth. And he kept looking at it. And he was looking at it for the longest time. And maybe half hour, maybe even longer. But something was bothering him. And as he continued to look, suddenly he spoke out and he says, "It's wrong. It's wrong." He repeated it a number of times, and everybody playing chess all of a sudden stopped, and they gathered around, and he says, "Checkmate, that's not true. The painter had overlooked something. It is not checkmate." He says, "The king has one more move. I can tell you today, and I'm speaking to someone, and I need to tell you this, that the doctor might not give you any hope, but the king has one more move in your life." You maybe feel trapped, stopped, defeated, arrested, no chance, no way of escape. You've lost everything. You'll never get your house back. You'll never have that happy home again. But God has one more move in our lives. You might be having trouble and you might be having problems, but I'm here to tell you today that the King has one more move in your life. He wants you to win. He wants you to live. He wants you to go forward. He's not going to let you die in your dilemma. He's not going to let you die in your situation. Oh, hallelujah. I get so excited because there was times in my life as moving forward in this ministry, we didn't know what to do. And all of a sudden God would speak and he says, "I got one more move. I got one more thing that you can do." And I go, where? You know, you don't even know. But he has one more move. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The king has one more move in your life. You might think that 2017 was good and some might think it was bad. And you say, "I just hope that 2018, I'm going to tell you, 2018 can be an awesome year. Yes. Satan is trying to say, when everybody thinks it's over, when Satan is trying to say you failed, when Satan is trying to say God can't love you anymore because of what you did, God can't use you anymore because of the situation, I'm here to tell you that the king has one more move in your life. The woman with the issue of blood, all she had to do was to reach out and touch the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. God is here to move in our lives. The woman that he met at the well, after touching her, he said, "Go and now sin no more." God is here to forgive us of our sins and forgive us of our situations. See, there's a difference between performance and worth. You might have had a poor performance, but that doesn't change or invalidate your worth. Amen? God still loves you. He won't let hell have you. If you will fall before him, and Satan is trying to say checkmate, God is saying, "I don't think so. Because the king has one more move." I met with a gentleman this last week. And 80 some years old. And he doesn't get out. I used to about every 6 weeks or so. We'd get together and go to Culver's for a bowl of soup. Now he can't meet me there or meet me at the church. So I go to his house and I just picked him up. And we went to Culver's and had chicken noodle soup. It's good. Anyway, he takes all these pills and medicine and whatever. And sometimes he feels he's not totally honest with his wife. And Satan has sold him. Here's a guy that has lived a Christian life most of his life. He has a son that's a pastor. And he feels that he's losing his salvation. And he says, "Pastor, I'm not even sure if I'm saved because I fibbed with my wife today. I told her that that pill wasn't good and I should take this one." And God gave me a revelation. And when I first got saved, in the church that I got saved in, we were very sin conscious. I mean, we couldn't go to a PDQ store because it sold alcohol and Jesus might come when we're in the PDQ store. And so I was speaking to him and I said, "You grew up in that era." I said, "You have to change your thinking from sin conscious to God conscious." Amen. Hallelujah. So often, God is here to raise us up. And Satan is trying to get us to always think about how bad we are. And how there is no hope. And there is no way out. And God is saying, "Listen, I want you to be God conscious. Because I got one more move in your life. I can keep going forward and you can keep going forward. You are important to me. Nobody has gone too far that God can't reach you. Sometimes we are ready to give up. You know why some people commit suicide is because they think they can't, God can't do any more with them. They give up. Some because of other issues also, mental health issues and so forth. In Job chapter 42, 16, it says Job had gone through his crisis. He lost his wealth. He lost his health. He lost his family. He lost everything he had. Now, if we went through any of that, we'd say, boy, Satan's having a heyday, isn't he? We're like, whoa, what's going on? But you know what's so important to me is I look at this verse, I look at this chapter, and God says, and after this, Job lived 140 years. After all that, Job lived 140 years. I heard the Lord in my spirit is saying to you today that he can give you an after this. Whatever you've gone through, he can give you an after this. After that divorce, after that drug addiction, after that doctor's report, after that crisis, after that bankruptcy, everything, maybe you've lost everything. God is saying, there is an after this. Hallelujah. God has an after this for his people. You're going to have life after this. Somebody is going through some of those things right now. And Satan is saying, checkmate, but you're saying, I don't think so. Amen. Oh, we got to give God a shout. Amen. We got to get excited for what he is doing in our lives. Hallelujah. It's important. And if God had Job live 140 years after his crisis, you can live after your crisis. You can live after your accident, after your trial, after your divorce. I am telling you today, hell has whispered to some of you and saying, checkmate, you'll never recover. But I'm here to tell you that the king has one more move in your life. Hallelujah. He's withheld some power for this hour for you to step into that. Hallelujah. Noah, after the flood, lived 350 years. When Noah got on the ark, he was a minority. Everybody was laughing, saying what a fool he was. But you know, when the flood was over, he was a majority. Amen. That's true, isn't it? See what God has in store for us? When Jesus comes back for us, we will leave as a minority. When we come back again, we will rule and reign with him as a majority. Amen. Isn't that exciting? Pastor last week talked about things are getting close. And we might be a minority now, but when we come back, we'll be a majority. Hallelujah. Oh, that stirs in my spirit. See, there's life after the flood. In closing, when you understand that God wants us to win, even when he confronts us and convicts us of sin, like he did to David, it's for restoration. God wants to restore us and to raise us up because he wants us to win. They took Jesus and nailed him to the cross. The soldiers surrounded Jesus, the king. Hell began to laugh and mock him. Checkmate on you, Jesus. It's over. You're done. When his blood-caked lips said it is finished, he gave up the ghost and he died. They took his body and put it in a tomb. They rolled a stone in front of the tomb and sealed it with multiple guards around that tomb. Where is a dead man going to go? Think about that. He's in the tomb. He's got a stone in front of him. He's got guards. He's sealed in. One day goes by. 2 days go by. 3 days go by. And Satan is saying, checkmate. And God is saying, I don't think so. See, on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead because the king had one more move in our hearts and our lives. Can we give a shout to the Lord? Hallelujah. He's got one more move in your life to move forward into something greater than ever before. If you've made a mess of your life, if your diagnosis is bad, if you've tripped up and failed and you're frustrated and you're bound and you're addicted, you feel like you're surrounded and there's no way out, I am here to tell you If hell is whispering, checkmate, I got you this time. I am telling you that the enemy might be smiling for a moment, like in that picture, in that painting in Europe, thinking that he had won the game. But my king and your king has one more move in your heart, in your life. Do we believe that? Do you really believe that God is still God? Do you still really believe that God is able? I like the end of the song that you were singing before, that nothing's impossible. Amen? Because nothing is impossible with God. The king has one more move. You might say, but Pastor, you don't know how bad I've failed. All I can say is I would throw you to the feet of Jesus Christ. And as you fall to the feet of Jesus Christ, somehow he'll reach down and pick you up and say, I got one more move in your life. There is hope. There is hope after that bankruptcy. There is hope even though that child has died. I got a call last week from somebody that said, Pastor, have you seen the movie The Shack? I said, I read the book a number of years ago, and I don't normally read those type of books, but people were asking questions, and so I needed to read it to be able to respond back properly. Well, last winter, we were in Arizona and at our daughter and son-in-law's home, and they were watching The Shack, and I couldn't watch it because I started remembering all the babies and young people's funerals I've done and the heartache of the moms and the dads. This lady had called and asked, I mean, talk about her dad has brain cancer and ready to die any day now. It's hard to see this robust man where he knows what to say, but he can't really say. Her sister has uterine cancer, but she had a little 5-year-old boy die in a house fire a number of years ago. And it was interesting, as we were able to talk and pray, and I spent time with her on the phone, all of a sudden, all that pain and all that hurt that was in there, because when in the house fire, they thought, if I had just done this, if I had just checked on our son a little earlier, maybe he would never die. And all of a sudden, God started to bring his presence into this gal's heart. And things started to change. And I say that because whatever you have gone through, God is here to say, I got one more move in your life. I can take that hurt and that pain, and I'll take it, and I'll give you hope, and I'll give you joy. And yet, as we're talking and crying together and praying, she said, you know, that movie gave me hope, because I'm going to see my son again, little Jordy. I'm going to see him again. See, we need God's presence to flood us and to fill us up, knowing that he's able. When the enemy is out there to try to destroy you, and I'll tell you, he tries, but he can't, because our king has one more move in your life. Don't give up, because God has not given up on you. Please stand with me. Will you?